Okay. Hey guys, welcome back to my station. This is your girl Ebony B back for another episode of Lock Talk. We are talking about my 9 month lock update, and I already recorded this video like a week ago for real. And it deleted on me, like it never uploaded. IDK, what happened? But I just wanted to make sure that I gave you a update. I wanted to be consistent with the update of the journey. Okay, so we're back again, back at it again. Okay, so for month 9, I realized that my locks were starting to do some things that I didn't necessarily like. And that was that they were becoming hard in certain places, and I was seeing a lot of buildup, and that was lame. So I did a apple cider vinegar rinse on my hair for, I guess, like 2 retwists in a row. And that second retwist was the 9 month retwist. And with the 9 month retwist, after I did the apple cider vinegar rinse, I also decided to not use any more heavy products in my hair, stuff that would cause buildup and stuff like that. So I just twisted my hair with raw aloe vera gel because I just wanted my hair to be healthy. I wanted it to feel healthy and look healthy, and I wasn't getting those results with using products. Not saying that I'm, you know, not going to try any new products or anything like that, but I just feel like what my hair needed right now was for me to just be chill with my product usage, which is the whole reason why I did the apple cider vinegar rinse. So that's pretty it. I definitely have some hang time. And when I did my retwist, I only did like the front, and then I let a week pass before I did the other half of the back half of my head. So the retwist was like, it's not like all on one accord. But hey, when it comes to when I do my retwist, I really just look at how my hair is growing and whether or not I want to maintain the way it looks, I do that. And I've also been thinking about putting a color on my hair. So yeah, I'm excited about that, but I'll let you guys know if I'm pretty sure it's going to happen, but I'm also a little nervous about putting color on my locks. So yeah, but we go try it anyway. So that's pretty much it on my update as far as my locks go. And as far as like spiritual wise, I definitely see just a change in my maturity, which is crazy to say because I've always been so mature for my age. And so just personally realizing a more mature version of myself is cool to realize and track my growth. So, and I'm glad that I get to share it with you guys. So yeah, it's all the journeys, guys. It's all the journeys. It never stops. We never stop, and we're getting better every day, or at least that's the goal, to become better every single day. So yeah. Oh, and also, as I'm growing my locks out, I am also, you know, like I said, I'm maturing. And something else that I've noticed with my maturity is that I am really starting to cut people off who are not serving me in the way that I want to be served. Like, I feel like everybody has to learn how to treat you. And if they don't want to abide by, you know, what you want, then it's just not serving you. It's not a relationship that is serving you and that is beneficial. And I realized that I was not stressing, but just caring a lot about certain relationships and friendships and stuff like that. And then I looked and I'm just like, okay, well, if I had a talk with you once, or, you know, I expressed to you how I felt once and there's no change, there's no growth happening, then I guess it's just time to move on, but just continue to grow. Like, I'm not stopping my growth for anybody. And I also, since we're talking about growth, and this is Lock Talk, so I'm going back to talking about locks, but I got some, what's that? New growth? Wild growth. I got, excuse me, oh my goodness, I got excited. But I got some wild growth for my hair, and I'm excited to use that product just because I know that it works. My aunt used to use it growing up and stuff. And I'm just excited to use it on my locks and see what type of results I get. You feel me? I'm trying to go max on personal and spiritual growth as well as my length for year one. So I think that Wild Grow is going to help me. So yeah, guys, that's all I have for my lock 9 month update. It gets me every time when I try to get that title out. But I hope you all have been doing well. And as always, you know, you can follow me on Locked with Ebbs. If you have any questions about your locks or you just want to chit chat, like DM me. Let's talk. Let's do it. And thank you guys for tuning in. I really appreciate it. And yeah, this is your girl Ebony B, and I'm signing out. Bye.